the cellophane bag.
Mm-hmm. And then the bag that you might put a suit in to carry it on the airplane, a long bag.
Travel bag, clothes bag, suit bag, probably. Now,
can you name some types of shoes, men's shoes and women's shoes?
Well, dress shoes for men, loafers, sandals. Of course, I guess women's shoes with sandals, or high heel, or flats. What the shoes where your toes just go through one prong and that's all that keeps them from coming off your feet. Beach shoes or something.
Okay, How about hairstyles for men and women?
Well. She'll ask me a lot of questions.
A lot more, too.
Lots more to go. Well, in men, pompadour, you've heard that term used, or the hair being very slick and greased down, or either very loose and fluffy. Girls either have short hair, or long hair, or bangs.
Do you know that type of hairstyle that blacks wear, that sticks way out?
Well, they plait their hair.
Yeah, do you know what
and,
that's called?
They call it afro.
Okay. Oh, now, this next section is mostly a bunch of names, and you may not have names for, these are mostly derogatory names. If you don't have names for them, just say so. What might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways who is not necessarily a homosexual? If it were a little boy and maybe he liked to play with the girls, the other children might call him...
Well, a sissy. Or a man could be referred to as sort of womanish, old maidish.
Yeah, old maidish is one I haven't heard lately, which is very good. What would you call a male homosexual? Or what terms might you have heard?
Gay is the first thing that pops to my mind. I've been real blessed. I haven't had any experience with any of them.
What might you call a girl or a woman with mannish ways? Of course, if it was a little girl who liked to play with the boys.
Tomboy.
And would you have a name for a woman who was very masculine?
I suppose very mannish.
All right. Would you have a name for a female homosexual?
Don't think I've ever thought about that.
Okay. Do you have a name for a sexually overactive male? Or female?
Well,
if you don't.
I've heard that. I'm just trying to think. Most oversexed is used, but I'm sure there's several names for that.
That would be male or female?
Yes, it just doesn't come to me
now. Would there be a name for a sexually indiscreet male or female?
I guess probably we'd just say that the person is very crude or very common.
So common would mean low morals to you. Okay. That was going to be another question later. We'll get it answered right now. What would you call an ugly boy or man? You'd say he's a real...
He's a pain, or he's a pill.
A pill is one I hadn't gotten before. That I've heard, but nobody has said in this interview. What would you call an ugly girl or woman?
Well, she's a pain, or she's very selfish.
Well, she's ugly in appearance.
I'll think of all these things when you're gone, when that tape recorder's not running.
Well, you may think of them later, too, and you could just mention them. Anywhere in the course of the conversation, they'll get picked up if you mention them.
I'll think about it.
All right, how about a very attractive boy or man?
Handsome.
A very attractive girl or woman?